Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the HDC board meeting. At this point, I would like to call the meeting to order and note the presence of a quorum. I would also like the minutes to reflect that there is a quorum, and I'd like to ask for approval of the minutes of the members of the meeting held on November 26, 2019.
So moved.
Any second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. At this point, I'd like to call on Eric Endelin to give the president's report.
Thank you, Chair, and to the members in attendance. As always, the work you do here today will have a large and lasting impact on New Yorkers in need of safe, high-quality, affordable housing, and we're grateful to you for those efforts. In November, at our last board meeting of 2019, we highlighted the importance of our burgeoning partnership with the New York City Housing Authority, an undertaking that we're very proud of. And now, in our first meeting of 2020, our work will focus on our long-standing partnership with the Department of Housing Preservation and Development, and how we are jointly working to bridge affordable housing with other important policy goals, providing permanent housing for the homeless, improving energy and water efficiency in affordable housing, and ensuring that our city's seniors are able to remain in their homes and communities with greater peace of mind. This morning, you'll be presented with two items by Luke Schrey, our Vice President of Development, where HDC is partnering closely with HPD in achieving these goals, including the use of corporate reserves to fund the acquisition of cluster site housing and furthering investments in preserving and upgrading the city's existing affordable housing stock. Following that, our Senior Vice President for Finance, Ellen Duffy, will present for your approval proposed underwriters for debt issuance, which will allow us to continue to finance all of the work we bring before you, followed finally by our investment report. With that, I turn it back over to you, Louise, to proceed with today's agenda. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Eric. Pursuant to the Public Authorities Accountability Act, and for the purposes of discussing the next items on our agenda, we will now commence the meeting of the HDC's Finance Committee. I would like to call on Chair Harry Gould to present us with the report.
Thank you. The Audit Committee met prior to this meeting, at which time the members approved the Corporation's fiscal year 2019 annual financial statements, which were very good. The auditors, Ernst & Young, issued a clean opinion, and there were no management letter comments once again this year. Also at the meeting, the 2019 annual audit committee report and the 2020 internal audit schedule were approved by the members. And finally, investment, debt, credit, and internal audit reports were also reviewed. This concludes my report.
Thank you. So now I'd like to call on Luke Schrey to present for our approval of corporate reserves to fund HPD's cluster site loans.
Thank you. I'm pleased to recommend that the members approve the corporation's use of unrestricted corporate reserves in an amount not to exceed $27,140,000 for the purpose of participating in a funding swap with the New York City Department of Housing Preservation and Development to facilitate the next three phases of acquisition of property by the city for permanent supportive housing for formerly homeless families. For the last 20 years, due to limited space in its homeless shelters, the City of New York has housed some of the homeless population in need of shelter within privately owned apartments rented by the city and known as cluster sites. Because of ongoing issues with the condition of these apartments, the mayor announced in 2016, and in the report, Turning the Tide on Homelessness, that the city would end the use of cluster sites for temporary housing and convert these buildings into permanent affordable housing by 2021. The first phase of this effort was enabled by the members' approval on March 28, 2019, of the use of $6.6 million in corporate reserves to help fund the acquisition of 729 units within 21 buildings. The proposed action represents a continuation of that effort, which is expected to be completed in three phases, which together will acquire roughly 35 buildings containing 1,400 housing units in Manhattan and the Bronx. The HPD financings are expected to follow the model set by the first phase of Clusters financing, which entailed the city acting through HPD financing a not-for-profit corporation's acquisition of selected properties in order to subsequently fund the rehabilitation and restructuring of the of such buildings to become supportive housing projects that will then permanently house formerly homeless families. To make this possible, HDC has been asked to use corporate reserves to fund non-capitally eligible costs associated with these closings, including both reserves and certain soft costs that cannot be paid for directly with city capital subsidy. The city will then subsequently replace HDC's $27,140,000 by funding capitally eligible costs on HDC project loans that would have otherwise been paid for with HDC's corporate reserves. HPD will underwrite, perform due diligence, and close each transaction. For each site, HPD will enter into a regulatory agreement that places income restrictions on a portion of the units to be determined by HPD. The corporation's involvement in this funding will be pursuant to an interagency memorandum of understanding with HPD. The MOU will provide that the corporation make the cluster loans from unrestricted corporate reserves in order to fund reserve accounts for each of the cluster sites, as well as other related costs. The cluster loans will be made in the corporation's name and will be assigned to HPD immediately at the acquisition closing. All interest and debt service payments on the cluster loans, if any, will be paid to HPD. The corporation will hold these cluster reserve accounts and service them at the direction of HPD on behalf of the not-for-profit borrowers. The risks, fees, and mechanics of the loans and reserve accounts are laid out in the memo before you. With that, I would ask if there are any questions.
Madam Chairman, I believe that the proposal is laudable as to its purpose and something that is long overdue, and I congratulate you and the President for it. I do, however, have significant problems with the terms of the proposed so-called swap, and for that reason, I abstain from voting.
Thank you. Any other board members with any questions? Do I have a motion to approve the use of corporate swap?
Sorry, I just have to finish.
Oh, okay.
The members are requested to authorize the use of up to $27,140,000 of the corporation's unrestricted reserves to fund the making of the cluster loans and the execution by an authorized officer of the corporation of mortgage-related documents and any other documents necessary to accomplish the making of the cluster loans.
Thank you, Luke. Now, do I have a motion to approve the use of corporate reserves to fund HPD cluster site loans as described in the memo before you?
Second.
We have one abstention. Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Luke. All right, so Luke, we're gonna ask you once again to ask for approval of corporate reserves to fund HPD special initiatives loans.
Thank you. Please note that a black line showing changes to the board memo has been placed before the members. I am pleased to recommend that the members approve the corporation's use of unrestricted corporate reserve in an amount not to exceed $25 million for the purpose of participating in a funding swap with the New York City Department of Housing Preservation and Development relating to an expanded set of initiatives, the HPD Special Initiatives, to improve energy and water efficiency in affordable housing, to rehabilitate former low-income housing tax credit projects, and to modify apartments to optimize their use by senior citizens and disabled tenants. These initiatives will initially be funded by the corporation, and in exchange, the corporation will receive an equal amount of city capital funds from HPD to be used for one or more project loans on capitally eligible costs. On September 30th, 2015, the members approved a proposal that the corporation finance non-capitally eligible energy efficiency and water conservation upgrades that were then called the Green Initiatives Loans, pursuant to an interagency memorandum of understanding with HPD that provided that the corporation would establish a dedicated account from unrestricted corporate reserves to be used to fund these green initiative loans. HPD is now requesting that the corporation authorize an additional $25 million in unrestricted corporate reserves in order to fund an expanded set of HPD special initiatives with this same dedicated account. The size of the request is based on a pipeline of projects that can close within the next 2 years, and these projects are expected to be similar in type to the projects that we projects that are funded with the Green Initiative loans and the Year 15 HDC reserve loans that have been previously approved by the members in 2015 and 2009, respectively. The pipeline for the HPD special initiatives includes projects from the Green Initiatives, the Low-Income Housing Tax Credit Preservation Program, and aging-in-place modifications. The two funding programs that will be given new access to this dedicated account are firstly the HPD Year 15 program, which makes capital loans for moderate rehabilitation work available to projects reaching the end of their tax credit compliance period. HDC's dedicated account will be used by this program to fund necessary maintenance work and to capitalize operating and replacement reserves. Secondly, the aging in place program announced in Housing New York 2.0 will enable interior unit modifications in order to assist seniors and people with disabilities to live more comfortably in the units they currently inhabit. All preservation projects receiving rehabilitation loans will be required to survey all existing tenants to determine whether their units need aging in place modifications. It is proposed that the corporation will again finance these HPD special initiatives pursuant to an interagency memorandum of understanding with HPD that provides that the corporation establish a dedicated account totaling $25 million that will be used to fund these initiatives. Loans originated pursuant to the HPD special initiatives will be subject to HPD program terms. HPD will underwrite and close each transaction with a form notification to the corporation to release funds at closing. Loans will be made in the corporation's name and will be assigned to HPD at construction completion. All investment earnings and debt service payments on the HPD special initiative loans, minus the servicing fees paid to HDC, will go back to the dedicated account prior to construction completion and will be paid to HPD once the loan has converted to permanent status. HPD or a participating senior lender will be responsible for compliance and construction monitoring on the HPD special initiative loans. For each project that receives a loan, HPD will enter into a regulatory agreement that places income restrictions on a portion of the units to be determined by HPD. The risks, fees, and mechanics of the loans and reserve accounts are laid out in the memo before you. With that, I would ask if there are any questions.
Madam Chairman, this even more than the prior one is a most laudable, innovative, and long overdue initiative. It is really very, very good in the public interest. Unfortunately, I have the same problem with this item in terms of the terms of the swap, and accordingly, I will abstain rather than voting against it.
Thank you. Any other questions?
With that, the members are requested to authorize the use of up to $25 million of the corporation's unrestricted reserves to fund the HPD Special Initiatives dedicated account for the making of HPD Special Initiative loans and the execution by an authorized officer of the corporation of mortgage-related documents and any other documents necessary to accomplish the making of HPD Special Initiative loans.
I just have a question. The city capital funds, the only risk is a timing one, not a, there's no decision that has, it's just timing.
Do I have a motion to approve the use of corporate reserves to fund HPD special initiative loans? Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. One abstention, the motion carries. Thank you. Thanks, Lou. Our next item on the agenda is approval of the underwriters for the corporation's debt issuances, and I would like to call on Ellen Duffy to make that presentation.
Okay, thank you.
Corporation periodically reassesses the composition of its bond underwriter group and the services they provide. The corporation issued a request for proposal for managing underwriters, which was broadly distributed in July of 2019 to leading investment banking firms and housing finance, including minority and women-owned firms, service-disabled veteran-owned businesses, and firms that had previously expressed an interest in becoming a managing underwriter. The corporation received 34 written responses by the deadline of August 13, 2019. Of these responses, 17 firms sought a role as a senior manager, while the remaining firms proposed to serve as co-manager or selling group member for the corporation's debt issuance. In making recommendations for selection to the members, the committee considered the corporation's likely financing needs over the next several years and concluded that there are three categories of financing for which a corporation would need the services of a senior manager. First one is the corporation's multifamily housing revenue bond resolution issuances, or the open resolution. The corporation's upcoming housing impact bond resolution for NYCHA financings, it's the housing impact resolution. And other issuances of the corporation, including the multifamily secured mortgage revenue bond resolution and the standalone conduit issuances. A summary chart of the committee's recommendations for each of the services is provided in Appendix A of the memorandum before you. The committee recommends the following firms in the position of senior manager pool for the open and the housing impact bond resolutions: Bank of America Securities, Barclays, Citibank, JP Morgan, Jefferies, Morgan Stanley, Ramirez, and Wells Fargo. The committee is recommending the following firms be considered for co-senior manager: Goldman Sachs and Company, Raymond James, RBC, Siebert, and UBS Financial Services. The committee recommends that any of the firms that are listed as a senior or co-senior manager are eligible to be a senior manager for the mini-open and or standalone issuances. Additionally, the committee is recommending that Loop Capital be added to the pool for the mini-open and standalone debt issuances. The following recommendations for firms to serve as co-manager will apply to all potential corporation financings. In addition to the firms recommended for senior manager and co-senior manager, the following firms are recommended for the co-manager pool: Academy Securities, Drexel Hamilton, Bancroft Capital, Stifel Nicholas & Company, Janney Montgomery Scott, Oppenheimer & Company, Rice Securities, Roosevelt & Crofts, TD Securities, and Stern Brothers and Company. The selling group members will have the opportunity to sell HTC bonds but will not have any underwriter liability for unsold maturities. The following firms are recommended for the selling group: 280 Securities, American Veterans Group, AmeriVet Securities, Blaylock, Bank of New York Mellon Capital Markets, M&T Securities, Multibank Securities, Roberts and Ryan Investments, and Rockfleet Financial Services. The committee recommends that we continue our practice of encouraging our co-senior managers and co-managers to take an active stance in assisting the corporation to structure financing for projects in our pipeline. The committee also recommends a continued flexibility to add any firm not currently selected as underwriter to participate in a financing if that firm generates a unique idea, financing structure, or otherwise makes a contribution that benefits the corporation. Such underwriter's participation shall be subject to the members' approval at the time. Appointments were effective upon approval by the members. Are there any questions?
Yes.
I'm required by the Conflict of Interest Board to make the following disclosure, though it does not disable me from voting. Members of my firm, but not I, represent a number of the entities here listed, including, without limitation, the following: Citibank, JP Morgan, Morgan Stanley, and Wells Fargo. There are others as well, but it's too much.
Thank you very much. Any other questions?
Quick question for you.
Is Siebert Snell Shark different from Siebert Williams?
Yes, they're Siebert Williams.
They merged.
I know they merged, that's what I'm asking you.
Yeah, they're Siebert.
The two of them. They're on the list here.
Is there a...
They're a merged entity.
They're merged. It's Siebert.
You have them both separate names.
Yeah,
one is...
it should be Siebert.
Manager, and the other one is...
It should be Siebert Williams. Okay. I'm sorry, that wasn't must have been missed on the final list. We went through.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's all Siebert Williams. And in November, I think that went through.
I know it merged.
Yes.
So, Let the record reflect that there's a correction.
Right, on the back chart here. Didn't take.
Thank you so much. Any other questions, comments from members of the board?
So moved.
Okay, I have finished here. The members are requested to approve the selection of underwriters recommended by the committee pertaining to senior managers, co-senior managers, co-managers, and seller group members for the issuance of the corporation's open resolution, housing impact resolution, mini open resolution, and standalone debt, and additional recommendations as set forth in this memorandum.
So moved.
Any second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, I will call on Ellen again to present for approval in New York City HDC 2019 Annual Investment Report.
Okay, thank you. The New York State Public Authorities Law requires HDC to provide an annual investment report, and it details the required contents of the report. These requirements are met by this 2019 Annual Investment Report, which includes data on investments made, investment earnings and fees paid, draft copies of the corporation's audited financial statements, the investment guidelines, and a draft report of the independent auditors on compliance with the investment guidelines. The report also includes descriptive information about the corporation, the funds it has under management, and the various types of oversight and controls on the corporation's investment practices. Major points in the report include that earnings on investments totaled $110.1 million in fiscal year 2019, an increase of $47.3 million from fiscal year 2018, due mainly to an increase in investment proceeds during fiscal year 2019. The interest rates across the shorter-term maturities and a flatter yield curve environment are factors to consider in the corporation's ongoing investment strategy. Because of the corporation's commitments, the majority of investments must be held for the short term, which provides sufficient liquidity for the corporation. In response to the current interest rate environment, the corporation continued to invest primarily in collateralized demand deposits, certificates of deposit, guaranteed investment contracts, and direct purchases of U.S. Treasury and agency obligations in order to optimize yield. As required by GASB Rule Number 31, the corporation has recorded a fair value adjustment in its investment portfolio. The corporation recorded a net appreciation of $29.4 million for fiscal year 2019. As part of the corporation's investment policies, it looks to invest its bond and corporate-related reserves and securities with the intent to hold the investment to maturity. As a result, any unrealized appreciation or depreciation is only reported as an accounting gain or loss at this time. HDC's funds under management increased about 12.2% from fiscal year-end 2018 to fiscal year-end 2019, from $5.26 billion to $5.91 billion. Since corporation's fiscal year-end in October 2019, short-term rates have been relatively stable. HDC did not incur or pay any fees, commissions, or charges for investment services. Treasury operations are conducted by the corporation's cash management division, which uses electronic and telephone bidding processes to competitively purchase securities that meet the corporation's investment guidelines and funding needs. Oversight is provided internally by an investment committee and various reviews by HDC's credit risk and internal audit units. There are also investment and credit risk reports presented at each meeting of the corporation's audit committee and an annual examination by our external auditors, Ernst & Young. The corporation's investment guidelines were approved by the members on September 26, 2019, with no changes at that time. Upon approval by the board, the report will be submitted to the mayor and to both the city and state comptrollers as required by the public authorities law. I'll be glad to answer any questions about the 2019 Annual Investment Report or the investment guidelines.
On page D, or chart D, 3% is held in repo. Who has the underlying security? Who holds it?
In the repo?
Yep.
We invest with Mizuho, mostly,
The
Federal Home Loan Bank holds the securities. We have a tri-party agreement there.
They do?
Yes. Yes.
Any other questions?
Okay. Okay, if there are none, the corporation requests that the members approve the 2019 annual investment report and readopt the investment guidelines without any changes at this time.
So I have a motion to approve NYCHDC's 2019 annual investment report. Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. At this time, I would like to close the meeting of the Finance Committee and call for motion of the HDC Board to ratify those items just approved by the Finance Committee. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Any second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Is there any other business? Not hearing any. I would like to call for motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you everyone for coming, and thank you HDC for a great December, and good luck to you.
Thank you. I asked a question.